ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, is everybody set and ready? Because you know what? If you are, so am I. Yeah, it's 25 questions, five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, words within. This is the Mighty Challenge, of course, right? This is the Mighty Challenge. So category one is words within, C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E, words within challenge, okay? Category number two, coast to coast. Category number three, pen names. Category number four, famous women. Category number five, countries by soccer team. Okay. Words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E, coast to coast, pen names, famous women, countries by soccer teams. Let's kick it off. Anne from Caulfield's going to open the batting for us. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad, yeah. What do you like here, Anne?
I'll try words within challenge.
Words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E.
Can I just ask, do they have to be in the order that they're in the word challenge or just those letters?
Do I answer questions? I don't think I do.
Oh, you do. You do.
Question number one. Which word? Question number one. Which word can mean a villain in professional wrestling or a part of the foot?
I'm looking at my feet, but
thanks for having a crack. See ya. One 1-300-800-222. I don't like to cause Anne pain, but I know, particularly with anagrams, they do cause her some pain. Diana from Woodnelling, correct. Yes, Maurice from Albany is also correct. And Sophie from Glen Iris. Hello, Sophie.
Well, hello, Philip.
Hello, hello, hello. Got your Christmas tree up yet, Sophie?
No.
It's too early, isn't it?
Yes.
A big bunch of them today. I drove past a bunch of them and I thought, I thought it's too early.
Already cut and...
Yeah. No, they're already cut and trimmed. They were all cut and trimmed up.
Would they last, though?
Well, see, that's a point, isn't it? That's an interesting question. How long do they reckon? I think they last about 3 weeks, don't they?
Usually. Okay.
I don't know.
A few needles on the floor in the meantime.
Well, no, but you've got to keep the water up to them. Otherwise, they don't.
Have you got one of those special basey sort of things for them?
Yeah, it's called a bucket.
The bucket. The brick in it.
I put rocks in the bottom of the bucket. And the tree balances. And it's never straight. It's always lopsided.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Anyway. But I think you're right. It's too early. I think maybe next week. Well, it's December's on.
I think the month needs to start with a capital D, yes.
Yeah. All right, question number one. Words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. Which word can mean a villain in professional wrestling or a part of the foot?
I'm wondering whether it's heel.
Correct. Yes. Oh. Yeah, words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E, heel, H-E-E-L. And a heel is a villain in professional wrestling and very, very, very much so. It's part of your foot.
Indeed. Question. An important part of your foot.
It's a very important part of your foot. If your heel's not working, your toe's not working, and you can't even do the dance. Question number two. So you've got this one. You've got coast to coast, pen names, famous women, countries by soccer teams.
Could I go with pen names, please?
Pen names. Okay. Gee, lots of people had heel. Lorella, yes, good. Ben says, I found out that Ollie Peterson from 6PR is coming to Auntie in Perth. I asked him to knock off a fridge magnet for me as the nightly quiz is too hard for a simple man.
Oh.
Oh, Ben. Ben, that is Ben. Ben, you're better than that, Ben.
Supply's not in Perth, though, is it? The secret supply?
Well, I'm not going to reveal, Sophie, where the secret supply is. I mean, imagine me revealing something like that. Can you imagine the security issues that would pertain if people knew where the fridge magnets were kept?
I'm imagining something like in Die Hard where there's like four levels of security that you have to go through and, you know, to break into it would require the whole power grid going down or something along those
lines. Dave has to have a full body scan before he can even open the room.
Yes, as is appropriate.
I mean, he worries about the radiation. I say, Dave, it's in a very good course. He worries about the strong magnetism from all the magnets in boxes.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Ah, dear. What are we going to do here?
Pen names, please.
Pen names, okay. Who wrote The Running Man under the alias Richard Bachman?
The Running Man under the alias Richard Bachman. Ooh. None of that all sounds very familiar with me, but I'll go with Richard Bachman sounds like a very kind of odd pen name. Is it Ian Fleming?
Not Ian Fleming. No.
Oh, well, there you go.
Thanks, Soph. Thank you. Bye-bye. Here's a good tip. Anne from Esperance, I have never heard that. Isn't that good? I'm going to try that. Anne from Esperance says, the best trick to keep needles on the Christmas tree is hairspray. No watering needed. Really? Yeah, does that stop it from going brown, Anne? Hairspray, how about that? Ben says, I'm having a good chuckle from the shed. I was having a chuckle too. All righty, where are we? Glenn in Penrith. Hello, Glenn.
Oh, g'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, last night our TV didn't get any of the two channels. Was there any problem?
Really?
I rang Dave to ask him what's going on, but he sort of scrubbed me and hung up on me.
Oh, well, you know, that's that's the way, Glenn. If the cap fits, you've got to wear it. I don't know what...
None of the ABC channels come up on the TV, and now they're tonight. I did a retune and nothing still didn't work, and now they're all good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. There are many things I'm responsible for, Glenn, and fixing
up
the
digital.
That's not my department or pay grade.
Not your forte.
Question number two. We're in pen names. Who wrote The Running Man under the alias Richard Bachman?
I don't know. I'll just say me. The one I know best is Stephen King.
Correct. It is Stephen King, yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Stephen King.
I know The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the first one.
Yeah. What do you want to do, stay here or move?
I could stay there, but I might go back to challenge.
Words within, challenge.
Yeah.
On the Beaufort scale.
The which?
On the Beaufort scale.
Beaufort, all right.
What type of wind has a speed of between 34 and 40 knots?
A gale.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Very good. A gale. G-A-L-E.
Yeah, I didn't know how fast a gale went, but now I know.
And the Beaufort scale is a scale to measure wind speed.
And that Daniel Gale in the Australian PGA, do they knock that one in for an ace and won a $250,000 BMW?
I saw that, yes. It was a par three, and he put it in the hole and won a...
Yeah, the pin was front right or wherever it was. And did you hear the commentary? It was commentating? Was it Liz Smiley or someone like that?
I think it was
Elvis Smiley's mother. I don't know if it was her. But she said, while it was in the air, she said, this is the pin's in this place today that you just can't get to.
Yeah, you did.
While it was in the air.
They take out insurance for these things, apparently. The insurance policy would pay for it, but But it's not bad, is it? Not bad. So brand new.
Normally Beamer? They just have that available on the Saturday Sunday rounds, but they did it for the four rounds.
They mightn't do it again, Glenn.
Yeah. Anyway.
Question four. Good luck to him.
No, good on him. He's ranked about 890th in the world and battle, you know.
Wendy from Eltham says, spraying your Christmas tree, hairspray, how much more flammable can you make it? Good luck explaining that to the insurance company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but Wendy, come on. I mean, women everywhere use hairspray. What are you saying? Yeah, they're a fire risk?
I've never seen hairspray the play.
Yeah. What's that?
Anyway.
Question number four. We're staying with it.
Challenge me.
Used by knights, which medieval weapon was equipped with a grappa and a vamplate?
Lance.
Correct. L-A-N-C-E. Words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. Lance. A lance
helps when you're good at Scrabble.
Question number five. Are you staying here?
Yeah, I'll stay there. I'll probably bomb out now. Go on, mate. Yeah, I'm going. I'm happy.
In the Bible, which bird is associated with the Gospel of John?
Eagle.
Correct.
There you go.
E-A-G-L-E. I thought Anne of Caulfield was very good at anagrams, but you're doing pretty well here, Glenn.
Yeah,
okay, here we go. Question number six.
Is there one left?
Yes, there is. You can, or you can stay here if you more move.
No, I'll try and knock on my way over, mate.
Which musical comedy drama centred around an after school club at William McKinley High School?
Grease.
Not Grease.
Oh, no.
No. C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. No. Thanks, Glenn.
No.
See ya.
See ya, mate.
Bye. My 1-300-800-222 is my number. Michael from Bunbury. Hello, Michael.
Hello. How are you going?
Pretty good. Yeah. Words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. Glenn from Penrith was pretty good at them, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Gail. Hello, Gail. Gail says, yes, that's correct. Gail, no longer in Brighton, says she's been listening to Nightlife and the Mighty Challenge for 28 years. I've downsized to BlackRock, she says, still listening after 28 years. Thanks for every night you've chatted with us. And Merry Christmas. Good on you, Gail. Yes, thank you for that. Michael, question number six, where words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge. Which musical comedy drama centred around an after-school club at William McKinley High School?
I have to say I just don't know. So
no good.
I'll let that one go.
No worries, Michael. Thank you anyway. Jack on the tractor has texted saying that hairspray makes Velcro work better. See the things you learn. I did not know that. I have never thought that. I'm going to have to get a can of this stuff. So apparently if you spray your Christmas tree with hairspray, the needles don't fall off. Maxine from Scarborough, correct. Amy's correct. All right, let's go with Joe from Coolum. Hi, Joe.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Are you a fan of these hairspray theories, Joe?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it would work, but I don't like chemicals, so it wouldn't be any good for me.
Fair enough. I think there are only chemicals in hairspray, aren't there?
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things, you don't want to look at the list of ingredients. It's a bit like when you're in the shower washing your hair and you look at the size of the shampoo bottle. It gives you the heebie-jeebies. You think, what am I putting on my head?
True.
Question number six. Which musical comedy drama centred around an after-school club at William McKinley High School?
I'm so sorry that I do not know.
Okay. Joe, Maria from Adelaide's with you. She says, great, that's all we need. A million people spraying trees with hairspray. What a silly idea. Oh, dear. I had no idea it was so controversial.
Sounds hilarious now.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. See ya.
Have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Gary, who's an arborist, says, I'm guessing the hairspray acts as an antitranspirant, but I think you get better coverage of all needles if you used a water-based commercial antitranspirant. But how much does a pine transpire inside? I don't know, Gary, but if you're an arborist, maybe you haven't had an idea about that. Where's this substance you're talking about? Ben says, what are you doing with your shampoo bottle? Stop it, Ben. No. Lorella says, I hate hairspray on my hair. Might as well put it to other use. Okay, Dave. Matt in London's got the right answer. What about Dave in Clarence Park in Adelaide? G'day, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Not bad, yeah. Question number 6 we're up to. Which musical comedy drama centred around an after-school club at William McKinley High School?
I was wondering if this one comes to me. It's Glee.
It is Glee, yes. Words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. G-L-E-E. Glee was the correct answer. Very well. Very good. All right, that's the end of Anagram Life and words within C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. So we've got Coast to Coast, pen names, countries by soccer team, famous women.
I'll go countries by soccer team, thanks.
Countries by soccer team, Dave. Question number 7. Borussia Dortmund, Borussia Mönchengladbach, and FC Köln are football clubs in which country?
They're in the Bundesliga, which is in Germany.
In Germany, yeah, correct. For a soccer fan like you, that was a bit easy, Dave, wasn't it?
Well, I actually thought this was going to be national teams, you know, so like which country does their Mannschaft play for?
I see. Germany, yeah. But
I'll stick with this one anyhow.
Did you see Mbappe's 4 goals the other day for what does he play for, that Spanish team?
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. Did you see them? Amazing.
I must admit, they're just following actively the football behind me with children and family life these days.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Well,
the golden era of the France 98 and Japan, Korea 2000.
Oh, okay.
2 World Cups, that sort of era, but, yeah.
Have you got kids under 10, Dave?
Yeah, under 10 and above 10.
Oh, okay. Now, well, you're busy. You're too busy that time of life, but don't worry. It all awaits.
Yeah.
Question number 8. I was playing soccer with the kid next door the other day.
Oh.
I rather enthusiastically booted at him, and it copped him on the scone. He was very surprised. I felt very guilty. But I said to him, next time you're in the penalty box, give it to someone else. Hey, question number 8. We're in countries by soccer team, yes?
Yep, keep going. Yep.
The boys in green are the men's national soccer team of which country?
Yeah, this is what I was more thinking it was going to be, national soccer team. So that's not one that immediately comes to mind. So thinking of teams that are green, there's a number of African teams that are green, like Cameroon and Nigeria. Don't think there's any noted Latin American teams playing green. Could be one from the Caribbean, potentially the Middle East. So that's like half the world that I've set out.
Yeah,
there. So,
you've given yourself a wide area to choose from there, Dave.
Yeah, and it'll probably be someone from Europe or something. Anyhow, I'll put us out of misery and say Senegal.
Not Senegal, Dave, no. Thanks anyway. It's ruled out somebody. Not Senegal. Jackson from Hamilton. Hi, Jackson.
Hello. How are you?
Not bad. We're up to question number 8, countries by soccer team. The boys in green are the men's national soccer team of which country?
I know nothing about soccer, but anytime I hear green, I think of Ireland. So is there an Ireland national team or something?
Is there an Ireland national team? Jackson, what sort of question is that?
It has to be, right?
Correct. Yes, it is Ireland. Ireland are the boys in green. Bob from Coolangup says, if you want a sport where only one or two goals are scored, forget soccer. Follow the West Coast Eagles.
I like that.
Bob, hush. Hush. Clive at Berwick says, Phil, I'm just looking at your picture on my screen and wondering what hair shampoo you recommend. I send this text with trepidation. Oh, Clive, that is very harsh. That is very harsh. There's even the man with a small thatch, Clive, needs to keep things in trim. Jackson, question number 9. We're in countries by soccer team. Or you can move if you like. Famous women, coast to coast, pen names.
I feel like I'm going to have to move because I won't get the next one. So maybe we'll go famous women.
Famous women, question number 9. Which British politician was the MP for Finchley from 1959 to 1992?
I wasn't even thought of then. I might have to pass because I will not have an answer for that one.
No worries, Jackson. See ya. Bye-bye.
No.
Ben says, I just went inside and told my wife about the hairspray trick on the Christmas tree. As an addition, I chucked in that she has to use the hairdryer as well to set it. I can't wait to see this play out tomorrow. Oh, Ben. dear. All right, Marie Claire from Callan Park had the correct answer there too. Bo's on the road in the truck. G'day, Bo.
G'day, Phil.
How you doing? Haven't spoken for a while. You been all right?
Yeah, good. Been on holiday for 2 weeks. I've just come back. That's why I haven't called in.
Oh, okay. How were the holidays? Good? All holidays are good, in my view.
Oh, well, yeah. It was a driving holiday. I did something like 4,500 Ks.
What?
Now, why would I do that for
Bo,
police?
Why would you do that? Bo, why would you do that? A driving holiday, of all things.
I never claimed I was smart, all right?
Hang on, what did you say? 4,500 Ks? Where on earth did you go?
First of all, to Barossa for a wedding,
yep.
And then started doing day trips and then cruising around South Australia, then followed the coast for a while, and,
Good on you. Good on you. It's a big state, South Australia. There's a fair bit of driving you can do.
True. By the way, regarding the hairspray.
Yes.
Before I was driving trucks, I spent 25 years in the printing industry.
Oh, yeah.
And back in the day before, you just hit buttons on the computer and the artwork came out to make the plates from.
Yeah.
And we used to set them all in layers, you know, you'd be sticking things on.
Yeah.
Everything always got a coat of hairspray afterwards to keep it on and stop it curling up and coming apart.
Is that right?
It's like an ultra-thin lacquer that glues everything down, glues everything together.
Hey, how about that? I do not have a can of this stuff at home, but I'm going to get one, Bo.
Yeah, well, if you ever need to do artwork by hand, spray it.
Yeah, okay. Question number 9. I'm going to try it on the Christmas tree thing. There's always been an argument in my joint about whether you should buy Christmas, you know, an actual cut down Christmas tree or use the plastic one, Bo. But
we used the cut down ones for a few years and then basically just got lazy and bought one of those. I don't know if I should mention the brand, but one of those really, really high-end Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
I was aghast when the wife said she wanted one of them.
Yeah.
But I figured, well, it's going to last our lifetime.
Yeah. I was in two minds about it until I read something about whether what was the environmentally best solution, and it was a bit unsure, you know. But then I ran into a Christmas tree farmer once, right? And I thought, oh well, you know, it's a crop. That was basically his business. I thought, oh well, maybe that's fair enough too. You can, you know, help the bloke out every year. He grows them all year and then flogs them at Christmas time. So I thought, you know, that's the same as anybody else, any other farmer in a way.
And what's the difference between that and plantation timber? It's all pine.
It's all pine, yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. I don't think there's any problem about that. It's all pine. And I thought all he's doing is growing a crop. You know, he's growing a crop of Christmas trees.
Yeah, exactly.
So from then on, I decided to buy them. But mind you, they're very expensive, Bo, you know.
And what do you do with them when you're finished?
Oh, well, my local council allows you to chuck them out and they pick them up in the rubbish. You can only do it on two specific days.
Everybody's ripping the decorations off their tree all at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Otherwise, what are you going to do with it? That's right. Christmas trees. Question number 9. We're in famous women. Which British politician was the MP for Finchley from 1959 to 1992?
British politician, female, the only one I can think of would be Margaret Thatcher.
Correct. Yes, it had to be. It had to be the Iron Lady. We are not for turning, are we not?
You know, you do have to fight to keep freedom, because there are always people who say, oh, give a little bit more power to government, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. Then one day, you've got so many people employed by government that they have a vested interest in keeping more and more power in the hands of government and less in the hands of people. No, it shall not be. Governments are there to serve the liberties of the people, not to restrict them.
Yes, there you are. There you are. What's that?
I said, I'll bet butter never melted in her mouth either.
plenty of people have texted in saying, remember that Taylor Swift grew up on a Christmas tree farm? Imagine a world without her. So there you are. Holly says, hi there, Phil. Gee whiz, Phil. Oh, dear. Do you think hairspray is going to be the new toilet paper on the supermarket shelves? I've created a run on toilet paper. I've created a run on hairspray. Question number 9, new uses for hairspray. Question number 9, we're in famous women, yeah?
No. Oh. Get me the hell out of
here. Okay. Coast to coast, that sounds like you with your driving predilection. Or pen names or countries by soccer team?
I actually knew the last pen name one, so I'll try that again.
Okay, here we
go. Probably failed miserably.
Here we go. Question number 9, pen names. Which Australian author and feminist wrote under the pseudonyms Brent of Bin Bin and Ogni Blatt?
That sounds like something Jermaine Greer would have come up with.
Is that your answer?
May as well be. I've got no other answer.
No, it's not going to do you. Thanks, Bo.
Bye.
See you, mate. Bye. See you later. Christine in Adelaide says, hey, what the Christmas tree farm does in South Australia is they cut the tree and then the stump starts to grow another tree. Really? Okay. Stumps do grow other trees. If you're a Christmas tree farmer, though, you've got to grow the little tree in a very specific way, don't you? I think they do. They prune them, don't they, as the season goes on? I think they do. Anybody a Christmas tree farmer? Dan from the Caves. G'day, Dan.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I was hoping you didn't come to me on this one.
Which Australian author and feminist wrote under the pseudonyms Brent of Bin Bin and Ogni Blatt?
I would absolutely have no idea, but getting back to your truck driver with the hairspray.
Yeah.
You used to put the hairspray over your number plate so the cameras couldn't read it.
Does that work? I don't reckon.
I don't think it would work anymore,
would it? No.
No, they've caught up with that. But Geraldine Doyle, what did he say?
It's not Geraldine Doyle. I can see you, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
See
you, mate. Bye-bye. I don't think the hairspray and the number plate would work, would it? Fly spray doesn't work anymore, says Annette from Pitt Town. But hairspray stops them. Oh, no. Really? I had a big can next to me because I've got all these flies in the joint at the moment at home. And I potted a few this morning while I was trying to eat breakfast. Annette? No, mine plus spray. You reckon hairspray knocks them over? Wow. All right, 1-300-800-222. Where are we? Joe from Newcastle. Hi, Joe.
Oh, hi, Philip. Hi.
Are you onto these hairspray theories?
What's it about again? Like, I must have missed it. What's it all?
Well, if you spray your Christmas tree, that is, if you've got a real one, with hairspray, the needles don't fall off.
Oh, okay. We never had one. We had a Norfolk Golden Pine in, that was in, actually growing in a pot.
Oh,
so yeah. We didn't have to spray it.
Oh, was in a pot. It was in a pot. Yeah.
And
but that's the trouble there, Joe, is you've got to keep it alive all year.
Yeah, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. We ended up having to give it away to someone to plant in the yard.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You sneaked across the road into the reserve and planted it there.
No.
And now it's so big, everyone's annoyed about it.
Yeah. No, that was the fig tree. Drove past it today.
How many people have done that? I know.
Yes. No.
You know,
Dave
from North Mead, as you know, is the resident nightlife humorist for pretty grim jokes, says, why are Christians' trees so bad at sowing? They keep dropping their needles. Oh, Dave. Yeah. Jackie says, I'd go to the local pine forest and saw a branch off. any branch that looks straight, the branches are huge, so it looks like a tree when you put it in the pot.
Fair enough.
There we go. All right, hairspray is good for catching spiders. If you spray the spider, it can't move. Oh, come on, that's cruel, isn't it?
Oh, no, I've got spiders. I've got all these St. Andrew's cross spiders everywhere, and I don't spray them poison. So I was thinking of gathering them all up, putting them in a bag, and taking them over to the park somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just hoping not homing spiders. I might find their way back.
Hey, tell me, Joe, which Australian author and feminist wrote under the pseudonyms Brent of Bin Bin and Ogdeny Blatt?
Miles Franklin.
Yes, it was Miles Franklin. It was Miles Franklin. Very good. All right, we're in pen names, but you can move. Coast to coast.
I'll try another pen name, thanks.
Pen names?
Yeah.
Which series of 13 children's books were written by Daniel Handler under the pen name Lemony Snicket?
Oh, that's... Well, I'm not exactly... Are they a series of unfortunate events?
Correct. Very good, yes. Yeah. A series of unfortunate events were written under the pen name Lemony Snicket.
Yep.
Question number 11.
Yes. Try another one.
Another pen name?
Yeah.
God, why? Everybody's texting me saying you should use it on spiders. Really? Sally from the Gold
Coast? No, I think that's cruel.
That is cruel.
Spiders, they're part of the ecosystem. Except if it's a, you know, funnel web or something. Yeah, anyway.
Question number... Remind me to tell you a story about a rainbow lorikeet in a minute. Question number 11. We're in pen names.
Yeah.
Theodore Geisel...
Yeah.
Is the real name of which children's author and illustrator?
Dr. Seuss.
Correct.
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss, yes.
I said Zeus, didn't I?
Well, I've never known how to say it, but it's spelled S-E-U-S-S.
Yeah, I suppose it's Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Maybe it's pronounced Dr. Zeus.
No, it was just my teeth not working properly. Anyway, is that it?
You should spray your teeth with hairspray,
Joanna.
I mean, judging by the...
Yes.
Oh, Anne from Wynnum says fly spray sticks the fly's wings together. So, oh, dear, I do this. People are very... And no, I don't like flies either, but still.
Okay.
I looked up what you were talking about with the hairsprays. I missed it, but this came up. Spraying a real Christmas tree with hairspray is strongly discouraged. That sounds like you were on the AI there. What would they know? What would they know? Question number 12.
Is there another pen name or they're gone?
There is one left.
Oh, I'll risk it. Yeah. Yep, thanks. I have that one.
What is the mononymous pen name of the 18th century French author and philosopher François-Marie Arouet?
Voltaire.
Correct. Voltaire.
Yes.
Very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you've knocked off all the rest of the pen names. Nice. Okie doke. Right, well, we've got Coast to Coast, Countries by Soccer Team. Gee, that'll be up your alley, Joanna, Famous Women.
I did know the German one, though. I'll try Famous Woman, thanks.
Oh, no, I'm happy for you to have a crack at
Soccer Team. No, I don't want any more. No, I don't want to risk that. No, I'll just try another Famous Woman. Thanks.
You want Famous Women?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Right, okay. Paul says spiders in their webs are nature's insect control system. Yes, exactly, Paul. I believe that's exactly what I think too. Ben says, what was more cruel was 13-year-old Ben spraying himself with Brute to pick up the ladies. I know, Ben. Where did we get the idea that spraying ourselves with that stuff would have any effect whatsoever? Question 13. We're in famous women. Lady Gaga sang the national anthem at which US president's inauguration?
I think it was... Was it Biden's?
What's
Joe Biden? Joe Biden?
Correct. Yes, it was.
Certainly wasn't Donald Trump's.
Well, it wasn't Donald Trump. No, it wasn't. It was Joe Biden's.
Ladies and gentlemen, here for the singing of our national anthem, accompanied by the president's own United States Marine Band, please welcome Lady Gaga.
It's quite a hard song to sing, actually, Joanna.
It is not easy. Yeah.
Quite a hard song to sing, and some people have made a hash of it. Who famously made a hash of it by, it was Roseanne Barr, wasn't it? Remember when Roseanne sang it at the opening of the Super Bowl, I think it was?
Oh, dear.
I didn't tell you about the lorikeet, Joanna. About this? The other morning, because I sleep in, you know, my wife is at home. I come down and she has barricaded herself in the front room and has left a note on the kitchen table saying there is a parakeet, her words, a parakeet in the living room and I can't get it out, and every time I go to approach it, it squeals. I'm thinking, oh dear, I look in, and there is indeed a rainbow lorikeet who can't get out. Just as I'm about to do something about it, there is a knock at the door. My wife's rung the local wildlife rescue person. She's arrived with a massive, great cage and towels and doesn't have a net. But anyway, she is greeted with the same sort of enthusiasm as if, you know, you'd run out of water on a desert island.
Wow.
So,
did it all end happily?
It all ended really happily. Lorikeet didn't like being wrapped up in the towel.
No, they don't.
But then off it flew. I hope it went off and said, look, I wouldn't go in that doorway again if I were you. Just saying. There wasn't any food, and there was this mad woman inside. Question 14, we're in famous women.
I'll try another one, thanks.
Which American woman, divorcee, was Time magazine's Person of the Year in 1936?
Oh. 1936. A divorcee, oh my goodness.
Which American divorcee was Time magazine's Person of the Year in 1936?
Trying to madly think of someone who's divorced, and it could be anybody. Oh, sorry, I'm just crazily. No, I can't think. Probably something very obvious, but I can't think. No.
Thanks, Jo.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Do you know Jill from Hobart?
Jill from Hobart?
Do you know Jill from Hobart?
No, I don't know anyone in Hobart.
Oh, okay. There are people in Hobart you could know, I suppose.
Possibly.
Jill in Hobart says, Joanna is a famous woman. Is there anything she doesn't know?
I don't know that one.
See you, Jo.
Righto, bye-bye.
Yes, no, very good. Richard's in Bayswater in Perth. G'day, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. We're up to question 14. Famous women. Which American divorcee was Time magazine's Person of the Year in 1936?
Ooh, I'll say Wallace Simpson.
Correct.
Oh,
very good. Very good. Wallace Simpson, the woman, of course, who was the consort of Edward VIII.
Well, do you remember? Hopefully, I'm not going back before your time, Philip. But they used to have a great song. A great show on the ABC. And I think it's Saturday night. The Duchess of York.
Oh yeah.
And it was about Wallace Simpson, and there was a great song that was. I dance with a man who danced with a girl, who danced with the Prince of Wales.
I dance with a man who danced with a girl, who danced with the Prince of Wales. It was simply grand, it was simply grand, I said, topping band, and she said, no. That's right. It was simply grand, he said, topping band, and I said, delightful, sir.
That's the one. Yeah. Anyway, that's a little bit of the history there, I guess, Hoy, but
Hey,
it was a very sordid history, obviously.
Yes, it was. Sordid? Was it sordid? I don't know. It was sordid, was it?
Well,
controversial.
True love. And,
he said, I cannot do this job without the support and help of the woman I love. You know?
It was only, I guess it was sordid in the eyes of the establishment.
Oh, yeah, but mind you, the establishment. Yeah. I mean, talk about stinking hypocrisy here.
I'm absolutely with you. I think they're probably an example of it. Just a love that was should have been and just accepted and would have been a great story. But anyway,
Right. Before we get too sympathetic about him, he was basically a soft Nazi supporter. So
right, okay.
Yeah. So question number 15. We're in famous women. Staying?
Yep. Yeah, mate,
Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of which pop rock band?
Pretenders?
Not the Pretenders, no. Okay. Thanks, Richard. See you, mate. Thank you anyway. No, not the Pretenders. Danny from Ballara in Victoria. G'day, Danny. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can.
Okay.
I can. We're in a category called Famous Women. Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of which pop rock band?
Oh, God. I've known the last six questions and I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, no.
I've been listening for about a month now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so my partner died about 5 years ago and he used to go to bed early and always wake up at midnight to listen.
Hey, good on him. Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
So, God. Yeah, look, I've known the last six questions and I'm going to have to pass.
Oh, I'm sorry then. Danny, it's nice when first-timers get one right, but give us a ring again.
Yeah.
Good on you. See you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, who's been waiting on here? Karen from Altona, you've been waiting there for a bit. Hello.
Hello.
Susanna Hoffs
are
is the lead.
Challenge one.
Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of which pop band?
Is it the Bangles?
It is the Bangles, yes. Tend to go. All right, we've got famous women here, Karen, if you like, or we can go countries by soccer team, coast to coast, or nothing else.
I'll say coast to coast.
Coast to coast it is. Question number 16. In which country would you find the Konkan coast, the Malabar coast, and the Coromandel coast?
Good question. I have heard of the Malabar. Now I'm trying to think where it might be. Which country? Okay, I'll say... I'm just having a guess. I'll say Algeria.
No, it's not Algeria. Thanks, Karen. See you later. Bye-bye. Not Algeria, no. Kay's in Perth. Hi, Kay.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Coast to coast, in which country would you find the Konkan coast, the Malabar coast and the Coromandel coast?
New Zealand?
Not New Zealand, no.
Oh.
Sorry, Kay. Thank you. Tony in Ipswich. G'day, Tony.
Yeah, how you going?
Pretty good. Which country would you find the Konkan coast, the Malabar coast, and the Coromandel coast?
No, I'm not sure, but I was just ringing up about the hairspray.
Oh, yeah.
They've done the experiment in Mythbusters, and the hairspray doesn't work.
Oh, what you mean, doesn't work for what, sorry?
For, like, keeping your Christmas tree for longer.
Oh, doesn't it? Okay. Nah. Oh, Mythbusters had a go at it, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. I thought you were saying doesn't work for knocking over flies, but
No, it doesn't work for extending the life of your Christmas tree. It didn't make any difference.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Tony. Thanks
for that.
In which country would you find the Konkan coast, the Malabar coast, and the Coromandel coast?
No, I don't know.
No, good. Okie doke. Thanks anyway. Next time a bird invades your home, reach for the hairspray, says my texter. I'm not going to do that. Richard in Togamall, that's not correct. No. Where are we? Glenn in Frankston. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Question 16, we're up to. Coast to coast. In which country would you find the Konkan coast, the Malabar coast, and the Coromandel coast?
It's India.
Yes, it is. Speaking of India, that's right. Let's not talk about it again. Lorella says, I have to know this, Phil. Is it India? Yes. Lorella, it is. Lorella's got Indian heritage, so she knows these things. All right, question number 17. We're in coast to coast. You can move countries by soccer team or famous women.
Let's go famous women, please, Mum.
Famous women. Question number 17. We've got one left here. Which Australian soprano was nicknamed La Stupenda?
Oh, I'm just going to go with the obvious one, Dame Nellie Melba.
Not Nellie Melba. Sorry, Glenn. No.
It's always good to catch up.
Thanks, mate. See ya. Bye-bye. No. No more hairspray talk, says Shane from Yarrawonga. We can't guarantee that. Now, who's been hanging on here? Ian, Tim in North Narrabeen. Hi, Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
G'day.
Hi, Phil.
Question number 17. We're up to which Australian soprano was nicknamed La Stupenda?
What was the last? What have we had? Dame Nellie. We had that. Was it?
What do you reckon?
Dame Nellie Melba.
It's not Nellie Melba. I'm sorry. No, it is not. Loz in Lynham. G'day, Loz.
Oh, hello there. How are you going?
Good. Thanks for hanging on there. We've had a few people in the queue tonight. Question 17, we're up to. Famous women, which Australian soprano was nicknamed La Stupenda?
Well, if it's not Nellie Melba, then the other one, it's Joan Sutherland.
Correct. It has to be Joan Sutherland if it's not Nellie Melba, does it not? And she was La Stupenda, the greatest voice this country's ever produced. I know, just absolutely stunning.
Just gorgeous. Did she get in trouble for saying something about post office and Indians or something like that?
I think so, yeah. There was something, yeah. She had some old-fashioned views about things, but, you know. I don't think you were going to the theatre to hear Joan Sutherland opine her views. Loz, you want to hear it?
I've got no sacred cows. It doesn't bother me at all.
Question 18, we're up to. Now, no more famous women. So we've got countries by soccer team or coast to coast. What do you like?
Coast to coast, please.
Coast to coast, all right. Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after a hotel?
Coastal Queensland suburb. Kira Beach.
Not Kira Beach, no. Sorry, Loz, no, not Kira Beach, no. Trev from Surfers Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Oh, hello, Philip.
Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after a hotel?
Now, you're saying coastal Queensland suburb. Yeah, look, a suburb of Queensland, I've got an idea, but it's not on the coast. All right, look, my guess is Redcliffe.
Not Redcliffe, Trev, but thanks, mate. Not Redcliffe. Hairspray is excellent for immobilising cockroaches. Actually, that probably could work, couldn't it? That could work. All right, we've got four left in Coast to Coast. We have got four left in Countries by Soccer Team. We've got eight questions left. Okay, let's get into it. We have a little competition which we call...
The Mighty Challenge.
We've got seven questions left here. We've got... we're in a category called Coast to Coast. Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after an hotel? Peter's in Sweden. G'day, Peter.
Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Phil.
How are you?
Good.
Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after a hotel?
Complete stab in the dark. Mooloolaba?
Not Mooloolaba, no. Thanks, Pete. See ya.
Cheers.
Bye. Cheers. 1-300-800-222. Bill's in Adelaide. G'day, Bill.
Hi there.
Bit tough for you, perhaps. Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after an hotel?
I've got no idea. And are you talking Queensland, not Brisbane?
Which coastal Queensland suburb?
Okay, I'll go Scarborough.
Not Scarborough. Thanks, Bill. No, not Scarborough. Hmm. Well, where are we? Mark from Coffs Harbour. G'day, Mark.
G'day.
Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after a hotel?
Blackwater.
Not Blackwater. Nope, not Blackwater. Cameron in South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Yeah, Philip.
You're a bit far away from the action here, but...
Well, I've been to Brisbane a few times. Now, there's one place I know that's the hotel and the beaches have the same name, but I don't know which one was named after what. But anyway, my answer is Moreton Bay.
Not Moreton Bay, no. Thanks, Cameron. Not Moreton Bay. Gail's in Wollongong. Hi, Gail.
Good morning.
Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after an hotel?
I think you got me stumped.
No good?
Not had a chance to go to Queensland. So.
Thanks, Gail. See you later. Who knows the answer here? Ian from Mandurah. G'day, Ian.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Coast to coast. Which coastal Queensland suburb was known as Elston until 1933 when it was renamed after a hotel?
Okay, I think given that a number of my mates in New South Wales are surfers, I think it might be Surfers Paradise.
Correct. Very good, yes. It was. Apparently there was a hotel called Surfers Paradise and the suburb was renamed after the hotel. Hang on. Sandy says, yes, Surfers Paradise. My grandparents stayed at the hotel, says Sandy. Good on you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Not Harvey Bay, clear. No, Surfers Paradise is what we're after. All righty, question number 20. We're in Coast to Coast. You can...
No, let's go to football teams, because I'm English, so it's a football team, not a soccer team.
Countries by soccer team.
Yeah.
Countries by soccer team, Ian. Question number 20. Which country's international soccer team is known as the Dragons team?
I don't know, but I'm going to say China.
Correct. Yeah, very good. It is. China are known as the Dragons. Question number 21, staying with soccer teams.
Yep.
The clubs Flamengo, Corinthians and Internacional all Brazil. Play in which country?
Brazil.
Correct. Brazil. Oh, Ian, you're cleaning up here. Just slotting them from the penalty box down the right wing everywhere. Question 22. Country is by a soccer team.
Yep.
Who's the greatest player in the world at the moment? Is it Mbappe, Ian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't think so.
You don't rate him?
Messi's still doing pretty well, even though he's played in America, which is not the greatest league.
Messi? He's past his prime, isn't he?
No, I don't think so. But look, I'm always someone who looks back at some of the great players of the past.
And that's true.
I grew up when the great George Best was playing, and he would be, given the pitches they play on now and the fact that defenders can't tackle forwards. He would be by far and away the best player in the world right now if he was playing.
Georgie Best.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Imagine if we kept him off the bottle, what it would have been, Ian.
I know.
Question 22. You'll be pleased to know, I'm just passing this on, that someone's texted me saying, I've had great success using hairspray to keep my hair set. Oh, what a strange use of it. Paul from Plainland says, Cavill Avenue is named after the owner of the Surfers Paradise pub. There you go. Now, Ian, question 22, last one in countries by soccer team. Which Scandinavian country's football team is nicknamed the Blågult, meaning blue and yellow?
Sweden.
Of course, yeah, Sweden. Yeah, that was too easy for you. Sorry. Well, I'm blowing the whistle, giving you a yellow card, you're off. I should have given you a red card. See this? Yeah. Damn it! I knew these cards were in the pocket somewhere. All right, there are three left. They're in coast to coast.
Okay.
How many of those soccer ones did you get? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Coast to coast. Big Sur is a mountainous stretch of which U.S. state's central coast?
California.
Correct. California, yes. Wow, two left and you could get home here, Ian.
Maybe.
The Skeleton Coast forms part of the Atlantic seaboard of which continent?
Oh, Africa.
Correct. What's going on, Ian? Have you swallowed the encyclopedia?
No, I used to live there. So I used to live in South Africa. Namibia a number of times. So.
Yeah, where's the Skeleton Coast? It's on the west coast of Africa, isn't it?
Skeleton Coast is in Namibia.
Yeah, okay, right.
So the west coast of Africa, yeah.
Well, you might be right with this last one. You might be right with this. Question 25, coast to coast.
Yeah.
Atrani and Vietri sul Mare are villages on which famous Italian coast? Atrani and Vietri sul Mare. The villages on a famous Italian coast. Which one?
Is that the Amalfi Coast?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow, Leon, gee, that was a good run, wasn't it?
That was not bad, was it?
Once they started to pass you the ball, you just couldn't stop you. Ah, dear. Right, Ian, I'll put you on hold and we'll get some details from you. Thanks. Don't hang up. Yeah, Paul from North Fitzroy had the Amalfi. Jane had California. Good. Jane from Homebush also had Africa. Richard says some players require three yellows to get sent off.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.